It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of, sponsored by In-N-Out Burger. Now, that's what a burger is all about. High school in South Carolina recently threatened to fine parents over $1,000 if they cheered for their kid at graduation.
Wow.
They suggested they'd be cited for disturbing the peace.
Jeez.
But had to walk it back after the cops said cheering at a graduation is, quote, not a police matter.
It's not. It shouldn't be illegal.
I mean, I understand they want to move the thing along.
You know, well,
but it's your kid.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe there's a good reason why they're clapping.
Yeah, plan on being there for a little bit, people.
See if this works for you, guys. Guy in South Africa tweeted last week how he tested his new girlfriend by messing up his place to see if she'd clean it.
Hey.
Apparently, that would make her wife material. Well, somebody showed her the tweets, and she just dumped him.
Oh, I don't blame her.
That didn't work.
Blame her. Oh, you want to test me? Here, guess what? See ya.
I was just joking.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That was a joke.
Yeah. See you later. Clean your own house, big slob. A study found the sexiest jobs based on data from a dating app.
Mm-hmm.
Three sexiest for men: bartender, photographer, writer.
I like it.
Really?
Yeah.
Three sexiest for women: therapist, chef, doctor. You guys get off rather easy. Bartender, photographer, writer. We got to go to school. You know how long we have to go to school to become a therapist or a doctor? Jeez.
You got to go to school to be a bartender?
Jeez. Well, not if you're just good.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. And a guy in North Carolina, he was elected mayor just this past Tuesday. He'd lost twice before he ran. Lost. Well, he finally won, went out and celebrated, and got a DUI as he was driving home.
Crap.
He says, I'm going to face the charges. Nobody is above the law.
That's
not
right.
Even me. He won, by the way, by 7 votes. So every vote counts, people. Vote. It is Friday. That's your other news.